really tangential on this episode.
It's going to be horrible. I feel so bad.
Okay. Hello, and welcome... What? I'm serious. No, I'm completely serious. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hello, and welcome to, not Oral Intensity,
no,
the episode 4 of the Smashcast, a podcast about NBC Smash. I'm Dan.
And I'm Dylan.
And today, we're talking about episode 5 of Smash entitled...
Let's Be Bad. Ooh.
Yeah. So, I'm really, like, hyper, because we just got dinner, and...
That makes Dan hyper, apparently.
And there's lots of toys
around
me.
I'm really hyper, too.
Look at this ball, guys. You can't see
it. I don't know what's wrong with us.
It has a weird ball. It has, like, a bulge in it.
I don't see opposite of a bulge, Dan.
No, and...
Indent.
It has a bulge in it.
Oh.
See?
Okay.
Yeah. And Dylan has a Spider-Man toy.
I do.
And it has a squishy butt.
It does. It, yeah. Like memory foam.
Yep. We're totally keeping all this in, by the way.
So bad.
Let's be bad. That's the episode. All right. Yeah, okay.
Bad at podcasting.
Okay, so since we've already like been weird and tangential, I want to say sorry that we stink and haven't been podcasting since episode 4. It's a really hot hand. You put the heat down. Are you hot?
I'm fine.
You're fine?
You're wearing a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, I guess.
You should.
I just whip it off in the middle of the podcast.
No. I think I'm good. I'm fine.
All right. So I'm going to put the heat down a little bit because I'm really hot. I'm leaving all
So I'll talk while you do that. So yeah, we're going to do a double episode next time with Clara. I might be around. Let's hope.
Yep.
Have everyone together for once.
Together
and,
forever.
And also we are podcasting on an iPad. Sometimes we do that.
Yeah, because we're in person.
You're in person.
Spring break.
That's why we're so crazy.
It also means that that we definitely will have the episode next week, like in time. Okay, so we're talking about episode 5. Episode 6 already aired, and episode 7 will probably air before we do the next podcast. But so we'll do a podcast on episode 6 and 7 before episode 8 comes out.
And we'll catch up.
Yes, yeah. And we'll be on track, and it'll be great, and it'll definitely happen because we're on spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's happening. So let's talk about Smash. That's a pod. That's a thing.
It is a thing.
All right. So you want to talk about this?
Yeah. So Dan has this whole list, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, because I did it.
Because we have, like, we realize that Smash has a lot of, like, overused or, like, repetitive plot devices.
Yeah. So let's talk about the repetition.
Yeah.
This is mostly just in Smash. Now, we're not supposed to be talking about the episode yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are things in this episode that... okay, so the first thing I have is the Derek Ivy relationship. Pretty much had the same exact like plot line in the last like 5 episodes.
It's so bad.
It's like, oh, Ivy thinks that things with Derek aren't going so well. Ivy
again
confronts him. He goes, lie, lie, lie. And then she's like, ooh, sex. And then she feels
Is she ever going to figure this out?
Nope.
I mean, Ben knows.
He probably will soon. Yeah. I'm assuming that like something will happen, but like even if she does, they did it for 3 episodes in a row.
Ugh, get over it.
I mean, you know what they should have done is had like one episode where it happens, one episode where it's like not about Derek and Ivy,
yeah,
and then one episode where it happens again.
Yeah.
Just to show, like, a pattern. But you don't have to show a pattern in the exact same thing.
I mean, are they trying... Is Ivy supposed to be something that people can relate to? Because I'm sorry. Come on, guys. You have to notice when a guy's lying to you.
Yeah.
You have to notice. It's something important.
Unless he was a really good liar.
But he's not. The thing is, like, the show is showing us his lies, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of obvious.
But it should be obvious to her. It's not showing us anything that she doesn't
know. Or it shouldn't be obvious to us either.
Yeah.
It should be really good lies that even an audience can't see.
Oh, I almost fixed that.
I know. That, I did that too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it doesn't make any sense. And the thing is, we don't even know as viewers why he's lying. And I know we talked about this before, but it's still pissing me off.
I think just because.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy he is.
I guess. Whatever.
Sexy and always
Available. But I want him to be... I mean, I don't know if I want him to be, but I expected him to be, you know, doing these lies so he can keep having sex, but also having sex with other people at the same time.
Yeah.
So we don't even know if he is. Maybe.
But he had sex with that person at the party last episode,
No,
right?
He's tucked her ass.
I thought he, like, actually had
no,
sex.
No,
Ivy did. Well, it's implied, but
it's
think
implied.
They did.
I don't think they did.
Oh my god, they totally did.
But...
Let me show you the rooms. Multiple rooms.
No, but then they went to a room and they saw Eileen. They talked to Eileen, had the heartfelt thing.
But I thought that was like after they had sex.
I don't think they had sex. But it does make me remember that there's apparently there's a new story that he's coming back for the finale.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have sex then.
What's next? Let's talk about Tom.
Okay.
And his lawyer boyfriend.
Tom's lawyer boyfriend. I mean, the character, he's, like, likable, whatever.
It's kind of boring. I mean, we were supposed to think that because Tom thinks he's boring.
And I did like in this episode the whole, like, him being a lawyer and, like, being, like, cool.
I guess so, yeah.
But the point is, he's, like, completely a plot device. He's like a very wooden character, and he's just there so that Tom has something to talk to, and they get interrupted every single episode. There's like three or four episodes in a row. Okay, so there's the episode with the episode before this. He's having his first date. Is that true?
I think so.
Yes, yeah. I believe so.
Because he wasn't going to go to the party.
Yeah.
Because he's going to go on a date with a new guy that's
not. And then he gets interrupted by the party. This episode, he's on a date, he gets interrupted by Julia for 5 seconds, and then he gets interrupted again by the son.
Okay. My problem with this thing is, like, the relationship itself, can we just mention this for a second here? Why? What?
What's the point of it?
Well, no, but, like, they're so bored with each other, and they hate each other, and then they have sex because they're still bored with each other? No.
Well, no, I don't think that I think that the point was that when he saw him being, like, cool lawyer, he liked that, so that he had sex with him.
It took him a long time to figure that one out.
But then I don't get... This is, like, semi-spoiler, but not really, just for the next episode. They're still together in the next episode.
Yeah.
Why are they still together after the bad sex? Are they not... I don't get that.
I don't know. More than sex.
But if the sex is really... I mean, I guess you can keep trying to make it better, but, like, that's weird. I mean, it wasn't like he was in love with him, and then they had bad sex. So
yeah, he didn't even, like, pay attention to him at dinner. All right. Let's continue on with our repetition, our little list here.
Okay, and then the music, this is just, like, a bad thing they did. This isn't repetition. But they have a lot of, like, cliche, like, silly, like, coincidental things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, okay, so, like, Julia's talking to Tom, and he's like, I want Leo to think about the bad things he's done. And then right after she says it, the music starts playing with his, like, badass punk music, whatever he's listening to. And it's like... It's just, like, silly.
Yeah, that definitely happened, yeah.
It's just, like, a lot of, like, coincidences and silly...
It's bad writing, I guess. Yeah.
And, like, I would even say the same thing about, I mean, like, the Frank going away to this, like, teaching retreat thing for, like, 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Like...
But I know that has to be, like, he's totally doing what...
You think he's cheating?
He's cheating, yeah.
I don't think he's cheating.
I don't think he is either, but, like, I think that would make sense.
It would be interesting, but I
because the way she explained it, she's like, oh, yeah, he has to go get recertified. Yeah. No, he doesn't.
No, he was, like, on a retreat for people to, like, learn stuff.
New skills. Yeah. I don't know. Our teachers do that, but, like, on special days, and then, like, you know, like, high school.
Yeah, but the point is because he's been gone away for so long.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, like, it makes sort of sense, but it's also, like, a really stupid, like, TV thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a nitpick, I agree. And then another thing, Karen complaining to Dev. Happens every single episode. Something bad happens to Karen. She goes to Dev, wah, wah, wah. And then Dev's like, well, this is how things are, honey.
It's office politics all the time.
He's like, sometimes people are mean. You just have to learn. And so it's like kind of like putting her down. Like, he's not,
I know,
like,
even he kind of is.
Even though he's like a good boyfriend, in that respect, he's like not...
Yeah, he's not. I'm not as enchanted as I was before.
But I mean, that's sort of good because you don't want to be completely perfect.
No,
but,
I still love him. It's okay.
And then the numbers and the music for me. I know I talked about this last time, but this is before you had heard the "Let's Be Bad" song.
Yeah.
How there's just so many of these like happy, you know, like let's dance around and be happy.
Because we need a whole season of this, and like. I don't, how many songs are in a musical usually? 12? I don't know.
Maybe 15 if you're really pushing
it. A season of American TV is not 12 episodes.
There's 15 episodes of this.
It's 15? Okay, so there's like.
For the first season, anyway.
I don't know.
I mean, it's interesting. It's just like. I mean, I will say Let's Be Bad is a little bit different, and I will talk about why I like about that. But just in general, I guess that they're having, like. These numbers are blending together. Let's Be Bad, the Wolf one, and the baseball one.
Yeah, I don't know
one,
what the difference is.
They all sort of blend together.
And then the choreography is kind of similar, too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
which is kind of sad, because I thought I was going to like the choreographer. And now I'm kind of worried.
Well, do you want to talk about that thing that I said with the guns?
Oh, yeah, they're guns. What was it? Ivy has, like, 2 gangster guns from, like, the 20s or whatever in her hands. And, like, she's like... She throws them to the side, like, each one to each other. I don't know how to explain this on a podcast.
Like, she has 2 guns, she throws them both in the, like, away from
opposite directions. Yeah. And then she did the same thing with the bats.
Yeah, in the pilot.
Yeah. Yeah. When they're doing the baseball piece.
Yeah.
Pick a new
and
move.
And they just keep picking her up, and she's in a red dress, and she's like, ooh, I'm so hot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
it's a different theme for each one, but it's the same moves.
This is a repetition. So, I want to apologize for all the negativity things, but I just have to get these out there. And then we'll get into the praise. What the hell is wrong with Leo? I hate Leo so much.
And then, so this is like, he did pot this episode, so I figure it out. I know what's wrong with him. Because Dan's like, no, something must be wrong with him because he seems so weird. There's something off about him.
He's like too, I don't know if it's the I think it's the actor.
Yeah.
The character, nothing wrong with the dialogue. I mean, the dialogue isn't great, but it's not, like, disgusting that they get. And, his actual characterization and whatever. It's not good, but it's not terrible. It could be better.
He's too much of a goody two shoes, even though he's a bad kid.
But he's, like, so earnest about everything he says.
So earnest. Yeah. It's
like,
so wrong.
He's like, come on.
Yeah.
And he's like, talks really slow. Oh, and it's literally drawn out.
But see, I realized it's slow and drawn out, and he has a weird voice because he smokes all that pot. I know it's
that
true.
That must be it.
It has to be it.
That's the perfect explanation.
It is.
We haven't talked about tangential things for a while, so let's talk about
Dan wants to be tangential today.
Hey, look, I have the Inbetweeners soundtrack here.
I love the Inbetweeners.
If you haven't seen this beautiful British show, you should watch
it. Beautiful British. It's really good. It's about, high school kids, but it's good.
It's a good time. And also, I know we have some British listeners, so maybe they'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
We've gotten multiple emails thanking us for our tortured reference from a couple.
Yeah, I'm glad. I love English stuff. I'm an Anglophile. I really am.
All right, let's go back. every couple minutes.
Every couple
minutes,
have a little tangent, little fun info for everyone.
All right. So let's talk about Let's Be Bad.
All right, our grades for the episode.
Yeah, you can grade it.
I said A. I really like
Despite all
this
those
one.
Things we
Despite
just talked about.
Despite everything else, but this episode, so I was complaining throughout the whole thing. I was like, oh, bad acting, oh, bad script. But at the same time, I was like, I like this show. I was just happy watching it. I don't know.
You know what? I have an A minus written here, but the more I think about it, the more I want to give us a B plus.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, that doesn't mean that I didn't like the episode. I thought it was a good, I enjoyed the episode, actually more than a lot of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, it's just so many things have been repeated at this point.
Yeah.
And it's annoying me. But on the positive side, which we shall now get into, I really liked the music. I really liked, It's a man's world.
My favorite.
And I really liked the, Let's Be Bad performance just because it was all in costume and they had, the acting.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was awesome.
It was really cool.
I really liked, especially, it was, a film thing and there's, actually, a story.
Because she was on drugs and everything. And she acted the part even though she was doing, a nice happy dance.
Yeah.
That was nice.
It was really cool.
Well done.
It was probably my favorite thing.
Definitely,
Even though the song itself, I still like Let Me Be Your Star better than this song.
Oh, I like this song better.
But this, performance was probably the best performance by far.
Awesome.
And then, we at least got four. I don't really like this Julia storyline, but it is moving forward.
Yeah,
so
we're getting
something.
More stuff. It's nice.
Not being drawn out. And then Karen is hot. I guess
she really is.
Point.
Oh my god! You can't deny that. Wow, was amazing.
That was crazy.
That was great.
Yeah. And then just I enjoyed enjoyed how everything was moving forward. And I didn't write this down. I love Tom in this episode so much. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
He is just really funny. The way he was, singing those, funny songs to Leo. Obviously, that'd be really annoying.
Yeah.
But it's such, a realistic...
The kid would be so annoyed, if he wasn't Leo.
I feel like that actually is legitimately realistic.
Am I
crazy to think that?
Oh, my dad's side of the family is all very, musical or artistic. Yeah. And, seriously, if you're having a bad day and you say something, they would totally, grab their piano and, start singing the songs.
I love that.
Woke... When I went to Seattle to visit my dad's family, we woke up at, 6 a.m., because our, I guess he's my grandfather, but, step-grandfather, he was, playing music on the piano, very, night, morning music, and I was like, oh my god, this is, heaven. It was really cool.
That's funny. And also with Tom, he was just also, very snide, and he had a little fun comments, and he was actually telling Julia, he was saying, Julia, you shouldn't be doing this.
Yep.
But not in, like
not
firm,
a, not a mean
firm
way.
But not, not annoyingly firm.
Because they're, good friends. And
the,
whoever's writing this, I don't know their name or whatever, but, they're doing a good job with their relationship, Tom and Julia. They're having some problems with, regular words, but that's another story.
I mean, yeah, and the thing is, with Tom, the fact that Tom doesn't get, like, angry at her, like, he's firm, but he's not like, I can't believe how terrible you are, your son, blah, blah, blah. Yep. And also, having the pot thing be more than just, like, oh, she's upset about pot, and having it connect to the adoption was very well played.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Tom's other romantic interest in this episode?
Oh my god, my favorite! That's why you brought it up. Yeah. I was like, who? Oh yeah. Okay, so I don't know how to say, I don't know his name.
I don't either.
Okay, I think he's a dancer.
He is. He's one of Ivy's friends.
Yeah, and he's the black guy. Yeah, but he might not be. That's my problem with that word.
What?
Because what if he's from the Caribbean? Okay. I say black. I don't know if it offends anyone. But gay guy. Yeah, and he's gay, but, like, you don't notice. So he comes over to Tom. It was clear, they were totally flirting, because the connection they had, but, he was like, oh, sports, and Tom's like, that's not my thing. And then when they're drinking, he was like, Tom's a little too gay for me, and he's like, you're gay, and he's like, I'm not gay, and those are my favorite gay guys, the gay guys who aren't gay.
And I'm glad they did that, too, because, yeah, that's good because, you know, Tommy is so stereotypical that it's
We have the other side, which is my favorite.
I'd like to have, an engineer gay guy. In order to make him the macho, it's always they like sports.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but he's a dancer. That's his gay side, you know?
That's true. But I mean,
I know tons of stories.
Why can't they find, a macho way to make the guy macho without just him being
obsessed with sports? But I don't like macho gay guys. That's my problem.
No, but, the fact that he's, showing his, manly side. There has to be other ways of showing manliness. Maybe he likes guns or something.
Yeah, guns. I like that. That's nice.
I love guns.
I like guns. After, I was afraid of your Nerf gun, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. I shot her with my Nerf gun, and I forgot how powerful it was because we took the air resistors out.
Oh!
I forgot about
it. Wow.
And it, slammed into her. It was terrible.
I was just texting,
I felt very bad.
It's all right. Yeah. I probably have, a bullet hole in me. I don't even notice.
She's pretty much dead.
Yep.
Yeah, so let's talk about the characters.
Sure. Julia. Sorry, Julia.
Julia's my favorite character of all characters.
Because you love her hair.
Oh my god. I'm so glad you brought that up.
All of a sudden, I just noticed that I was like, it looks like she has a wig. And Dan was like, I know.
Well, I mean, I never thought about it in that sense. I mean, that's totally true that it does. But I always was like, it looks so fluffy and humongous and weird.
And then I noticed you could kind of see her from the top angle. Yeah. And the part of her hair looked so fake, so shiny.
They
so
do plasticky. Too much. That's all her hair looked like in Will and Grace.
No.
They obviously do a bunch of stuff to it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It makes her look old.
It does. But I guess they're trying to make her old. Because she looks weird yelling at her son. She looks too young to me.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, she's a star, maybe plastic surgery. She looks too young.
Yeah. But I don't think the actress is that young anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing. But that's what I'm saying. She must be older and, either aging amazingly or something's been done.
Yeah. I don't know.
No one that old has that many wrinkles. She's not that old, but...
I also have to say, now that we're on, the tangent of, bad people...
Bad people.
I rewatched the pilot with my sister yesterday, because she hadn't seen it, and Frank is a terrible actor. Her husband...
I have to see it again.
So bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially quick. There's that scene in the pilot where he's in the bed reading... the different things reading the thing that because I said the thing leaked the video leaked and he's reading what people thought about it and he's just in the bed going and he's making these weird creeping laughter things
because he doesn't know how to laugh like an actor
and when he gets angry it's so unrealistic sounding he can't deliver his lines at all.
I have to see it again. Yeah. But maybe that's why he's on this retreat, because they're going to kill him. They're going to kill him off.
Oh, it could happen. One can only hope. Oh my god. Alright. Derek I do like, so I'll say that, even though I don't like what the stupid
actor
is
doing.
I like
Derek, he's interesting.
He's just a good actor.
And oh yeah, because he's the best actor they have.
Yeah.
Norrington. Parts of the Caribbean, everyone. I can't emphasize this enough.
Oh my god. He is, I really like him. And then Karen. Okay, so let's talk about the Karen storyline, because it's sort of interesting. So what do you think the message of this storyline is?
Her whole storyline?
Yeah, for this episode.
I got confused.
I don't really know exactly.
All right, go ahead.
So she is told by Ivy, because basically this is like the same. This is brought up in the pilot even.
Yeah.
Like you don't know how to be sexy. You're just like this wallflower. You don't. You're just like, you know, you're just gonna be cute. You're never gonna be, you know, seductive. And so he's like upset about that. And then Dev like wants her to be sexy for his associates so that he can use her sexiness to get him ahead. And then he's like finds her inner vixen and like uses her womanly wilds to like get information and like feels very empowered by this.
That's right.
The more I think about it, the worse it sounds.
But the thing is, like, this is a man's world, whatever.
Yeah.
Is a song that I really like.
Yeah.
And that's my view of, like, women,
mm-hmm.
is that, like, yes, men are, like, kind of over women,
yeah.
but at the same time, women have their own way of doing things.
Yeah.
And, like, and I know it's kind of, like, offensive to a lot of people,
yeah.
but it's not offensive to me. I don't know why.
Well, the thing is, yeah, so he feels empowered because he knows that he can use the stupid men with her body.
Yeah.
And so he feels like, I can get things from them,
mm-hmm.
and they're just idiots.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I don't know how to take that.
I know.
I mean,
it's kind of wrong.
It seems like a bad message.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand.
It's kind of the message that women have to get.
Okay, but even, think about it. I mean, this isn't Glee. So, it's not, it could just be a message for her character, not something they're trying to convey to the world.
Yeah.
So, for her character, it's an interesting thing that makes sense, that she's sort of coming, she feels more like, you know, she feels more confident, and she wants to, like, you know, she feels grown up now, and she wants to, you know, whatever. She doesn't want to just be, like, prude or whatever.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, I think that's an interesting thing for a character, but it doesn't feel like they're going to bring it up again, so I don't really know what the point is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I guess they probably will, because it's going to, like, lead to her, like, wanting to become more Marilyn-y. She's probably going to become very, like a fighter, competitive at some point.
Fierce.
And then maybe, like, look back at what she's become.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. That'd be nice.
So maybe that's where it's going. I mean, it doesn't all have to be, like, a message about this is what we think about women.
This is what women should be, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But it's just kind of what women have been throughout the years of humankind.
Because you have to think about what they're also saying about, because he's not the only strong woman. You have to think about what they're saying about Elaine.
Yep.
You know, he's using her mind,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not all about the body, but, like, that is something that women usually have to, you know, like, get what they want.
Now, what are they saying about Julia?
Yeah.
It's
the motherly thing, though, but, like, I can't figure her out, because she doesn't seem like a mother to me. I can't figure her out.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking about with the affair.
With her affair, yeah. She's still a kid, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, she seems like a child to me, even though she's supposed to have this adult life.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I was thinking about, like, how much I hate her, and I'm like, do I just hate her because I'm being sexist and like, I hate that she's having an affair?
Hmm.
And I was like, but I think if the guy was having an affair, I'd hate him too.
Yeah, I hate him. Yeah, I hate her too.
I mean, I'm not even saying that particularly that guy. I'm talking about, like,
if the guy was
cheating, I would hate him too.
Yeah.
If the wife was
a good
wife. I think
both of them in this show are being stupid, you know?
Yeah, so I guess it's just kind of saying women can just be like men and do stupid, be immature, and have affairs.
But we know that.
We do know that, but I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Tom. I guess we already sort of did.
Yeah,
let's talk about Ivy.
Yeah, we didn't see a lot of.
Well, we had her cattiness.
Her cat. That's what we saw.
And you hated it. You hated her.
I hate her. She's a child. This is my problem with all these people. I have a problem with, like, maturity.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know, not me, but I have a problem when people aren't mature.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, especially because this is, like, supposed to be, like, the adult Glee.
Yeah. And they're being worse than the Glee people.
Well, I guess because they're old. Like, I don't think they're
But that's something I'm learning right now, is that just because you're older doesn't mean you're any more mature than a college kid or, like, a high school kid.
And it's interesting. I mean, here's the thing. I don't hate her.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely am sort of I'm sort of disappointed because I didn't think he was going to be this catty,
mm-hmm.
bitch character. But I still feel like they're doing a good job of making me understand her.
Yeah.
Even if I don't agree with what she's doing.
Yeah.
She has very little self-confidence. She has, you know, she feels very threatened, and she's acting out. And
I hate the way she's going about it.
Yeah.
So much.
And, I mean, it's gotta suck to be in her position. It does. With the way Derek is treating her, and with, you know, Karen always being there as, like, a shadow of doom. and her lack of, yeah, she doesn't even have confidence that she can do it in general, and the fact that Derek's undermining her constantly. I mean, she has really low self-esteem.
Yeah.
She keeps going to freaking Derek every episode.
Yeah.
And it's, so, I mean, what are they saying about women through Ivy? That's another question.
Yeah.
I mean, because it sort of makes, I mean, it's an interesting thing. If it wasn't for Elaine and the other characters, I would say that they have a low opinion of women because she keeps believing in Derek's
which is kind of good that they're showing all these different facets of people's psyche and everything.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Ugh. Alice doesn't do a whole lot in this episode.
I was wondering, like, he looked like Sly when she was like, when Eileen was like, where are those new pages?
Yeah.
And I was like, did he steal something again? But...
Oh, he's like, he's starting, okay, it, I mean, this is sort of, I mean, it's not really spoilery, because I already figured it out before, like, from watching this episode. What's supposed to show is that, he's, like, starting to try and get an inroad with her. He wants to be her assistant.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what
so
I
saw. He's gonna, like, spy on Tom and, like, give her information.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And I don't really know, again, we don't know, like, the stakes for him. Like, one thing they always talk about in when you're writing film is, like, make sure you know what the characters want and what the stakes are and what, you know, because, like, I don't even know, like, what his goal in life is.
Does he just want to make money?
Like, what does he want to do in theater?
He seems like a mischievous kind of guy. Like, he just wants to cause mischief, which it doesn't make any sense, and that's such a hard thing to do.
It's chaotic. No, I don't think he does just want to cause mischief.
I think
he's supposed to be that character who's, like, low, and he's like scheming his way up the ladder.
Yeah.
And he wants to get high up and dig his way into this industry. And,
that's crazy.
But what does he want to... Does he want to be a producer? Does he want
to
be alone?
We need to see him, like, looking at someone and want to be them, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have any of that
Like,
yet.
What are his aspirations? Does he just want to be higher up? Or does he want to write? I don't know if he wants to write.
Yeah. I can't figure it out.
It's weird. And then Eileen. Oh, have I been saying Elaine when it's Eileen?
I don't know. Oh, God.
If I've been saying Elaine, I'm sorry, guys.
Eileen.
Eileen. Didn't do a whole lot either. She just kind of was upset with that other assistant who left.
Yeah, that's good.
That was a good opening.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I like that.
Every time Eileen speaks, though, I feel, like, really separated from the upper class.
Why?
Because she's, like, everything she says is, like, I don't know, maybe not in this episode, but before, she's like, oh, all I need is 40 whatever million dollars, you know? I'm like, what? It just seems also, and she says it so easily.
Yeah.
Which is good, the actor's good, you know, the actresses, actors, whatever.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, maybe someday you'll understand her.
Oh, yes, I will. Don't worry. Don't you guys worry.
Let's talk about the songs.
Let's be bad.
I'm not talking about the songs.
Okay.
Let's talk about this Breakfast Club poster over here.
I don't know why Dan has a Breakfast Club poster in his room.
I don't... It's not my room. It's my basement.
Your basement room.
You know, I don't even like the Breakfast Club that much.
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know if anyone could love the Breakfast Club that much.
Jeez, there are people who love the Breakfast Club. It's a classic.
It's really good. I enjoy it.
I thought you didn't like it.
No, I like it.
Who's the person who hates it? Is it Clara?
Maybe it's Clara.
I thought you hated it.
No,
I assumed it because you hate everything.
I don't love Friends as much as you people do.
Yeah.
Like, I watch
she
it.
She means the TV show.
Yeah. I hate friendship. It's the worst thing ever. And Jimi Hendrix, I'm reading all the posts. OC, I don't like the OC.
Yeah, it's nice.
Ghostbusters is not really my thing.
Yeah, we have lots of posters down here.
Chutes and Ladders, that's my favorite.
We have a Glee Live poster.
We do!
From the
sold out.
First concert.
Yep.
That was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Watchmen.
Yeah.
Action Comics, I like that one.
Okay, let's talk about
that. Alright, we're done.
So, at the song, and she was in a red dress, and we already talked. So this is interesting because it shows the ensemble in parts performing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, so my question is, do you think that these are the parts they're always in, or do you think they're constantly switching roles?
What do you mean?
Do you think they have, like, three roles each?
Yeah. Okay. Ensemble will always switch around.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like that director guy is only the director, and...
Yeah, I mean, like, if that's, that might be his role, you know, for that scene or whatever, but, I mean, he could, well, it's Broadway, so I'm sure they'd have enough people to, like, fit all those little actor roles, you know?
I mean, I'm really excited to see this thing come together, and, you know.
Yeah.
It was interesting, though, there were definitely things they were doing that I was kind of like, how would this work if it wasn't being filmed? They were doing certain, like, techniques and stuff that I was
the camera angles were weird.
Yeah, and I was like, if I was just watching some stage, like, some of the, like, creepy, like, they were, like, doing things to make things, like, creepy when she was, like, drugged and stuff.
But it was all camera angle stuff. It wasn't stage stuff.
I mean, some of it was lighting.
Yep.
And I'll give them that.
That's fine.
But, like,
But some of the lighting, how would you do that? You know, like,
yeah, I don't know.
Underneath lighting you can't do on stage, really. Yeah. You can only do front, underneath.
Well, they do crazy stuff on Broadway. I don't even know
what that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a really great performance. The song, the thing is, okay, look, I love the song, and I mean, and I love the performance, but I'm not going to buy that song.
No. That's my problem with all their music.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at Glee, I don't like original songs either.
Yeah, so. You're not an original kind of guy.
I'm not an original kind of gal.
But you do like It's a Man's Man's World.
Love the song, because it was in Glee first. But I mean, that's where I first heard it, and yeah. Then I bought the actual song.
Oh, really? I haven't heard the original.
I love it. I just love this song so much.
Who's it? And do you know who's it by?
Someone really famous. Yeah, I can't think of it right now. But a lot of, I think, a lot of women would be offended by this song, especially feminists.
Yeah.
And which is kind of a thing that's been coming up in my, like, studies lately, is feminism. And because it kind of shows men as the people who are over women, and women only have their looks to kind of get over that. Well, or, like, to bring other men into this world.
I'm going to look up...
I don't know.
Keep talking, keep rambling.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to look up... Where the hell's my mouse? I'm going to look up when the song was written. Because maybe it is...
It's old.
Yeah.
It's old-fashioned.
How old?
60s? I can't remember the name of the guy. I should really know this, guys. I'm sure a lot of listeners are thinking I'm insane for not knowing this.
There we go. Man's World. It's a mad
that's
world.
Not, that's not it. Song. That's a movie. but I mean, that's my view on women, I guess, is that...
Women are only good for their bodies.
No. That like, women have to do these other things to get where men are, and we still have... We have a purpose in this world, and just because... Women don't have to be, like, we can be housewives if
James
we want,
Brown.
But we can't. Yeah, James Brown.
And 1966. So,
yeah.
Those views are, I mean, it was...
They're older.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a traditionalist.
Yeah.
I'm not religious, but I'm traditional, you know?
I mean, it's interesting. It's an interesting idea, and we're really talking a lot about feminism, but I mean, it's a lot
happens.
About feminism. I mean, today they were talking, today I went to a professionalism... class. I mean, that's the vaguest way. It wasn't really that, but it was a class about, like, interviewing and stuff, and they were talking to the girls, and I was interested that, like, they're, like, completely against girls, like, using their sex appeal in any way.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could really be useful.
It's very true, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when girls go out and buy professional clothes, when I go out and buy professional clothes, I don't buy the clothes because they're frumpy.
Mm.
I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah.
Those clothes are, like, well-fitted, like, you can see my waist, you know? Like, there's a reason why I buy certain clothes,
like,
you know?
Be very understated with your makeup, don't wear much jewelry, don't, like, have, like, sexual
clothing.
You
can be understated with your makeup, but still, like, you still look nice.
Yeah, that is,
men
like...
don't have to look nice. They just have to have a suit on, basically, you know? Have your hair combed.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think, that, like, you know, I'm obviously don't, like... And I mean, like, I'm not saying, like, be a complete, like, slut, or I'm not...
It's a different kind of sexuality. Like,
yeah.
It is, but it's still, women should be
I mean, you can definitely, like, you know, get ahead that way, even if it is a women interviewer, because they'll just be impressed and,
like... Because you look nicer. Yeah. I'm sorry, like, it doesn't have to be at sex, but women have to look nice in general.
Yeah.
It's something we have to do. Which we enjoy, because I don't know how that happened, but I love shoes. I never did until college, and oh my god, shoes.
I wonder if we're gonna get some, like, horrible feminist attacks.
We will, and, like, I know it's not the view of everyone, right? I mean, it's fine to think another way, and I'm so about my career and everything.
Yeah,
I'm not a housewife.
Okay, but you're not. I think you're rephrasing what you actually believe, because you're not. I mean, you're just saying that you should use those in addition to everything
else.
Yeah,
no.
Obviously, that's not all that women have to offer.
No, I'm just saying it does happen. That's all.
And
it
is helpful. And why not use every?
And it's not.
Why not use every asset that God gave?
Exactly. Exactly.
Including your mind and your body.
Yeah. And it's not like,
and if you only have
sometimes
your body,
it's not
use
even
that.
Sometimes it's not even conscious that I do it. But like, I'm going out to see my friends, I will dress up nicer than usual. It just happens. I don't know.
All right. Oh, she actually had a performance though. So she's all sexy.
Oh yeah. That was very like
very 10
risque.
O'clock at night.
Yeah. That's what, because like. No shirt. I was like, oh my god, there's a lot of shirt.
I was like, when she just like leaned on the bed and her stomach was like...
I was already worried about that. And then by the end she had her whole shirt off. I was like, okay. You're really
like,
sexy.
It's like, once in a while, you'll see that for, like, 5 seconds in a montage in shows. Yeah. Like, you know, like, even on, like...
This is a striptease.
Yeah, like, even when they have, even when they have sex scenes in most things, even in this show, when they have, like, sex scenes, it's, like, really quick and, like, a montage, so you don't, like, stay on a shot very long.
Yeah.
This is her without her shirt on for a long time.
Yeah.
And she's, like, close, it's, like, close up on her, and, like...
Yeah.
That was...
It looked nice.
Pretty intense.
It was good. She...
Yeah.
Looks nice. Good
job. Looking gal.
Good job.
All right, and then a song for you.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you said to me while we were walking.
What did I say?
About how it was weird because if there wouldn't be music in the background.
Oh, right. I was like, what are you talking about? So imagine this scene, guys. So you just saw the episode, right? Yeah. Imagine this scene. You got a guy trying to sing to you. First of all, that's weird. I'm sorry. Not my thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's singing to you, and there's no music behind him, either.
Yeah, there wouldn't in real life.
There wouldn't actually be real music behind him there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would understand the sentiment if, like, he came up with a guitar or a boombox and, like,
fine.
Sang with it.
Yeah, I don't mind
but
that.
But this is him just, like, drunkenly being like, ooh!
That's not sexy. I would not kiss him after that. I don't kiss people who are drunk anyway.
And also, I don't... Okay. It's not showing him feeling bad about his family at all.
No.
He doesn't seem like a main character.
Yeah.
He seems like the character that's there. I feel like he should be more important.
Yeah. I want to see more of his life, because I don't know why he cares, you know?
Yeah, because it doesn't seem... It's not even my age, it's just my experiences in life. I can't relate to them, because I've never experienced a thing where it's like, I have so much insane pent-up desire that no matter the fact that they both love their spouses and have kids that they care about.
Yeah.
It's not like their husbands or husband and wife are evil people that, like, drove them to this. It's not like they don't have kids. They just can't help themselves.
That's a lot. I mean, I'm sure it happens, right?
I know, but I can't...
Can't relate to it.
I can't relate to that at all.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's a lot when you already have families and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, being this young, I can see how, like, I'm not ready for that big commitment of, like, marriage for life and everything. And that's something that's very, like, frightening to me.
Well, my question is...
You know? Because, like, what if I did find some other guy, you know? Like, that would be horrible, and I'd feel horrible that I felt that way about someone else, you know?
Yeah, which is why I feel like I should feel worse for her, but she's not... Really making me...
She's not making me feel bad about it, because she doesn't seem to have any remorse.
Yeah. It's just... No, because... You know what it is for me? It's just I can't relate to doing it anyway. I can... If he really wanted to and wasn't, then I'd feel really bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
I also... My question is, do they have sex with their respective spouses?
Yeah, I know, because that happens when you're cheating, right? Sometimes. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm saying, like, is it just because, like, things have gotten stale? Like, do they still... Like, they love their spouses, but they still have sexual, positive sexual experience, like, or is it, like, they haven't had that in a long time, and so...
Yeah, but that's usually what happens when you're, like, cheating, is you haven't had sex in a long time.
Yeah, that's
And you're looking for the sexual relief.
That's what I'd like to know, though.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I guess we haven't, that's, like, one of the only couples we haven't seen had, Frank and Julia.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but isn't there, like, a scene where they, like, make out, and, like, early episodes, they're, like, on a bed or something. all right, so we don't have a whole lot more to say. What are we at, like, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
We can ramble. so I just want to talk about ratings again. Episode 5, I mentioned last time, went up to 7.9 million viewers, which was very good. Episode 6 went to 7.1, but, I mean, that's still in the 7s. It wasn't, like, a major difference.
What, can you, like, do you know any ratings for other shows? Can you, like, compare it?
It's hard because it's at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
so,
that's the thing.
I mean, this is one of the... This is better. This is good for NBC.
Yeah, okay.
Especially at 10 o'clock.
Good, okay. That's what I was wondering. If it was, like...
No.
Is it, like, low 7 million or, like, high 7 million?
I mean, definitely, like...
It's a decent...
7 million in general, anytime on NBC is good for them at
this
point.
Good, okay, good, good.
Like, I think this is around what The Office gets nowadays. Office used to do better. Let me look real quick.
Yeah, like, Office isn't doing so well, is it? That's the problem.
Yeah.
But, like, for a new show, maybe it's okay. I don't know.
Yeah, no, but The Office is still, like, their highest, like,
the thing. Oh, really, yeah. My thing is I don't like hype. Hype turns me off of everything.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, if it was 500 million, I'd be like, nope, I'm done. I don't care, you know?
If everyone is like,
oh, Smash is the best thing in the world, everyone should watch it, I wouldn't.
Hipster.
I'm such a hipster. So bad.
Everybody liked it. I couldn't possibly.
But I'm not that bad.
Yeah, oh my god. Oh my god. I didn't know that The Office got down to 5.8 at one point.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's in the fives a lot. Whoa.
Because it got bad.
It got really low. It got whoa. Bad. 4.3. Holy mother of pooper.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I stopped watching.
I mean, I know it's bad, but still, that's like their flagship show.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
So they're in okay position with Smash. Yeah. They'll
definitely Smash is doing better than The Office right now. That's good.
And it's at 10 o'clock, and 10 o'clock doesn't usually do well.
Yeah.
All right. And so, okay, we already said we're doing a double episode next time with Clara. You could email us.
We'd love that. That would be amazing. Like, really, just like, hey, this is awesome. Love whoever you are, you know?
Hey, you guys are terrible anti-feminists.
Yeah, tell us your feminist stuff. Or tell us how you're not a feminist.
Or tell us how you hate us because we said so many negative things at the beginning.
Oh, it makes me sad when people say sad things.
You hate that we talk about
No, say happy things.
I just want them to say something. Because then the conversation can begin, and I can say, hey, you know, I'm going to talk with the in-betweeners as much as I want.
In-betweeners. Good show.
Yeah.
It's not the best British show, really.
No, but I really enjoy ones. It. It's a good time.
You should watch. Oh. You should watch MI5, or if you're in England, Spooks, which is a British show, and Roz Jeffrey's in third, fourth, fifth season.
I said that last time.
I know, but you should watch it. It happens.
Yeah.
It's a good show. Get it popular.
Also, if you're going to email us, you do so at thesmashpodcast@gmail.com. That's thesmashpodcast@gmail.com.
All one word.
What is it?
thesmashpodcast@gmail.com.
Wow. What's the blog? Do you know what the blog
is? Our blog, oh man, it must be like nothing about Smash, right? It's just like, we hate Smash at blog.com.
Giant piggies.
Yeah, no.
You can't figure it out.
It's probably the smashpodcast.blogspot.com.
That's
so
exactly
try
what
that.
It is.
Try that, guys. It might work.
So what is it?
The smashpodcast.blogspot.com.
That's what it is.
All one word.
Also, this is a new and improved feature that's totally new and improved.
New and improved.
Not really improved because he's new.
It's new. improved communication.
Yeah. So I just got Twitter, and it's just like my personal Twitter, but if you want to follow me, I will, like, say, like, when the new episodes of the podcast are up and stuff like that, and you'll be able to see, like, before it even goes on iTunes, because they go on the blog before they appear on iTunes, because iTunes takes a while. So, for the people who are listening, they're Oral Intensity fans. Also, we can mention Oral Intensity. If you want to listen to our Glee podcast, it's Oral Intensity Podcast. Not just Oral Intensity.
O-R-A-L?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intensity, a Glee podcast. That's on iTunes. But yeah, so the people who are listening to this and the Oral Intensity one, anyone who's ever sent an email to the Oral Intensity email, I always email telling them that, hey, I just put a new episode up. From now on, I'm just going to do it on Twitter, and if you follow me, you'll see. So, you know, and I'll also, I'll say nice things about Smash and stuff, and stupid things about Game of Thrones and stuff like
that. And what's that Twitter?
What the hell just happened at gmail.com? Sticky
it's
keys.
Not that.
No.
You press shift 5 times. Stop it.
Pooper. No. Okay.
His computer.
Okay. So if you want to follow me, it's at dwhite685.
So that's D and then the color white. It's not really a color, right? And then 685. I don't know how you're going to remember
really
that
one. It's not really a color.
Well, white isn't a color, right? People complain, and I'm saying, no, it is a color. It's totally a color, guys. Stop complaining about it.
Off-white's a color.
Off-white's a color.
But it's not white.
Kind of yellow.
White.
Yeah. It's off-white.
And then also, you know what you should do? You should subscribe to us on iTunes. That's something.
That'd be awesome.
That's something that you can do.
You'd make me cry happy tears.
And you know what else you should do? You should leave a review.
That would make me, like, fall on my knees. I don't know if everyone really know.
And you know what else you should do? You should review Oral Intensity, because if the next person who reviews us will make us have 15 reviews and 30 ratings.
We need like a prize for that.
Yeah. but also, you know, okay, so I'm going to read off the 3 reviews we have now. And by Dylan.
Cool.
So here you go.
Do I have to do it in Dan voice? My name is Dylan. I don't really know, dude.
Do a pirate voice.
So we have Love the Show from Bunkers 911. Smash is the best show out on television. I eat, sleep, and dream it. I can't wait for each episode to come out. Mondays are now my favorite day of the week. Keep up the great work. I'm so glad you like the show, guys. Good job. Awesome. From Chelsea P. I was so excited when I heard you guys were doing Smash. I love how in-depth you all get your discussions. Great podcast. I think it's because we're college students. We just like...
In-depth. We talk about feminism.
Let's write a thesis on this. I don't know.
You know what I was thinking about recently that made me kind of depressed about my life?
What?
There are over 2 days worth... You could listen to audio of me talking about Glee for 2 days straight.
You have a sad life.
2 days straight.
That's awesome.
About Glee.
You should do it. You should just listen all day to yourself talk.
I'm just saying that is how much time I've put into this.
Only 2 days.
There's at least 48 hours worth of
a third audio. Of your life is wasted in sleep. Only 2 hours are... I mean, 2 days are Glee.
I mean, that's talking funny. About Glee for 48 hours is ridiculous.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, poor Dan. It's okay. Sometimes...
You were there for most of it.
Sometimes I admit that I podcast in Glee. Other times I'm like, yeah, Glee. Like, I get worried that people are going to think I'm insane.
Yeah.
But I love it anyway. Yeah. It's okay.
Right, did I tell you what would happen to me in school with the podcast?
No.
Oh my god, I didn't tell you about this. This is hilarious. It's really weird. Alright, so... in my class last year, this is totally tangential, but it's about the podcast. Well, it's about the other podcast.
Yeah,
but
podcasting.
Our
lives.
Group of podcasts. Yeah. Okay, so I was in my film class, and there was this girl in my film class who was like, it was a very discussion-based class, so we all knew each other like pretty well. And there's this one girl who's like obsessed with us, like thinking, oh god, what if she listens to this? I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Wow.
Okay, but I'll get there. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, but this one girl who like thought of us as like a family, and she's really into us, like, being very close and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, one time I happened to, like, let... Because it was about film culture.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, like, different, like, ways you interact, like, outside of, like, the internet and stuff.
Yep.
And stuff. But I mentioned that I did a podcast, and the professor asked me what it was about, like, in front of everybody. But I said, it's about Glee.
That's funny.
So then, like, a couple weeks later, the girl told me that she started listening
to
it.
Oh, no.
And then a bunch of other people started wanting to listen
to it. You're famous!
A bunch of them listened to it, and then, like, I was at a party a couple weeks later, and the girl's, like, there, and, like, she had, like, all these, like, friends, and she's like, oh my god, this is the guy whose podcast you listen to.
Oh
and
my
they're, like,
god.
They all were, like, listening.
That's awesome! Look at us, James.
It was really embarrassing.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. I'm glad that happened to you. Not to me.
But, I mean, it was really cool. I felt really awesome, but it was also really embarrassing.
That's funny.
I wonder if she's listening to this. I don't know how much she listens.
Well, I thank you, because now Dan is famous, okay? Famous. Anyway.
I doubt many people got to the end of this episode.
No, it's okay. we have one more
well,
review.
Didn't we read that before?
Oh, yeah.
I think we did.
Well...
We can read it again.
Okay. Arthur Connolly. Does that how you say Connolly?
What?
Connolly. Okay. I'm bad with names.
Wow.
I'm not even Irish. I mean, I'm Irish. Okay. Great job. The podcast is really good. Keep it up. So happy the same crew is up once more doing another podcast. These people knew what they were saying.
We knew it, but we don't anymore.
Or tried to, and are right to the point. The show is going to be a big hit as I see it, but I'm glad that the podcasters are here to fill in the gap. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's very sweet.
It was very sweet.
That's very... I'm very happy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, very pretty nifty.
Yeah.
I totally had something else I wanted to talk about, and I'm not... Oh, ooh, we surpassed 1,000 downloads.
Yay.
And I believe that happened faster than it happened with our old podcast, so that's nifty.
Cool. We're getting better.
yeah, and...
Except for this episode. That's good.
No, this is the best episode.
Okay.
Let's talk about the rest of the things in that. Okay, so there's Firefly...
If you want to leave now, you can leave now.
No, you can't leave now.
We're not
this
allowed.
Is the best part of the podcast.
Okay,
so I have Fire... Oh, there's a Fantastic Four
lunchbox.
That's, I mean, how can you deny the awesomeness
You're
of that?
You're funny.
And I have a basilisk. Ooh, this is the best thing. Are you ready for this? Ooh, this is cool too. These both make noises.
Oh, they do. Okay, noise
okay.
time.
Are you ready for this, guys?
Okay. I love basiliskies.
Okay, so this is my hissing basilisk from Harry Potter. And he hisses.
It's the Harry Potter one?
Yeah, yeah. And then when he opens his mouth, get ready, guys.
Oh. It's insane!
Alright, press his tongue down. You're not doing it right.
Oh.
Press the tongue down.
You fell over!
You killed them.
That's awesome!
I know.
I want one.
Because he comes with this, like, Harry Potter set, where he has a sword, and you cut his tongue,
and
he dies.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then there's this great thing I have here. It's a monkey. I don't know who gave this to me. It's like a weird birthday monkey.
Okay, can I just ask, like, in a minute, who sang that? Who said, I'm going to put my voice inside of a monkey? Is that, like...
Someone's job was to do someone's that. Job, someone got paid.
That was a career.
That's what Catherine McPhee did before she got on Smash.
That was a wonderful monkey. I like
that's
that.
That's Michael Swift.
Don't your Hulk hands
Ooh, yeah.
make noise?
Ooh, we're gonna make so many noises.
Noise time.
This can be like from now on. I'm always gonna have the Hulk hands at certain moments.
Smash! Hulk smash! Dan, it's about smash!
Oh boy!
I'm so excited about this.
Come on, get the Hulk smash. Nope.
I'm closer. Hulk smash, it said. It's about Smash.
I really hope that somebody emails us after this episode.
Oh, yeah?
If we don't get an email after this one...
This is crazy, guys.
If we don't
crazy.
Get a, if we don't get at least 12 1-stars after this episode...
Yeah, we need something.
I'm really considering not editing this at all and just uploading it like this.
I thought you were serious about it. I thought you weren't editing
Well, I mean, usually I'm just going to edit a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'll edit it at all.
You should put some, like, Cinderella echoes. Music. Echo.
Okay, Cinderella music?
That's what I wanted. I don't know about you.
What are you, like, in
like,
the background?
Bippity boppity boop or something. In the background. Just in the middle of nothing. Like, my
nothing.
Grade is bippity boppity boop A.
We had some really, there were a couple, I don't even remember what episodes they are anymore, but of the Glee podcast, there were a couple ones that, like, after the song, after the outro song that I have, I would put something really ridiculous afterwards to see it. Oh, you just ate a really bad french fry.
That french fry is cold.
She just looked really unhappy. Oh. She looked like she, like, ate cow dung or something.
It was horrible. Damn it. I waited too long.
Yeah, but, like, there was one episode... Okay, there's one episode I did with my friends at college. Only one episode of the Glee one.
Yeah.
And one of my friends randomly went, Harry Potter! And wow. I just, like, put it at the end just by itself. And it was really funny.
So weird.
Yeah. Alright, are we done? Or do you want to keep going?
I guess that's it.
Wait, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about something. Want to play poker?
Alright.
No, okay. Let's play poker and not record it on the podcast. Alright, thank you guys for listening, and now we're up to, what, 52 minutes? Are you seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That means that we, like, talked for, like, 14 minutes about nothing.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, thank you for listening!
Thank you!
We're not going to do this again next time, guys.
No, don't worry. We're just insane.
Bye. Take us over the road.